Blog Talk Radio.
Conference. Please announce yourself. Entry and exit tones are off. All participants are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you on today. God bless each and everyone on today. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for coming out to join us here on the Prayer News Network Global. God bless you again, each and every one of you. We're so grateful that you have decided to come out and to be with us on tonight. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for coming out. We want to say thank you to all of our listeners, whether far or near. We thank God for our international listeners, each and every one. We thank God for you. We bless God for you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. As you're coming on, we just want to ask you to go ahead and invite someone else to come on. Ask them to be a part. Ask them to come and be a part of the Prayer News Network Global on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God. We're so grateful that you are coming. Amen. That you have come. Amen. That you're inviting others to come out to be with us on tonight. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for, amen, going ahead and sending out that text message. Glory to God. Go ahead and send it out on a group text message and let somebody know, amen, that the Prayer News Network Global is here. Amen. Let them know that we're here. Let them know that we're alive. Amen. Let them know that we would love for them to come and to be a part of tonight's broadcast. Just let them know. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank God for, again, all of our listeners. Amen. Our international listeners. We thank God for you. We thank God. We truly, truly thank God for you. All of the new listeners that have joined us, the several different countries that have recently joined us. We just thank God for you on tonight. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. We thank God for the increase of listeners. Amen. We thank God for you. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Glory be to God. All the way to Alaska. Amen. Antigua. Amen. We thank God for you. Australia. We thank God for you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the increase in listenership. Amen. Those that, amen, were listening. Amen. We're beginning to see, amen, an increase, amen, in the percentages that are listening. The Czech Republic, thank God for you. Cambodia, thank God for you. We just thank God. We just thank God. Guyana, we thank God for you on tonight. Each and every one, we bless the Lord for you on tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord for you. We thank you for taking the time. Thank you for coming out just to be with us. Amen. To fellowship with us. We bless for you on tonight. And we just want to let you know, people of God, that you can get a copy of the broadcast. And we thank God because, amen, so many of our listeners, amen, may not be able to be here at the 9 o'clock hour, but we are certainly seeing that you're going out, amen, whether it's by Facebook or by radio or by podcast, that you're certainly going out to listen at the broadcast. So we thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for following us. Thank you for following us. Amen. We're here every night at 9 o'clock, and we thank God for you for coming to be with us. Amen. We do. We thank God for you. Whatever time you're listening in on the broadcast, we thank God, amen, Jesus, that you are sending it out and you're letting other people know about the Prayer News Network Global. So we thank God for you. We bless the Lord for you. Amen. Those that are dialing in, we just want to ask you to go ahead and submit a request, amen, to a couple of people. Amen, in your phone directory. Amen, go ahead and send them a text message and let them know that the Prayer News Network is on. Amen, we'd love to have them to come and join us. Amen, on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God again for you. We thank God for what he's doing on this line. Amen, he is increasing, increasing, increasing. Amen, and we're so grateful for that. We are very, very grateful for that. Amen. Just want to let you know that you are so special to us. We appreciate you. We thank God again for you coming out. Amen. We do pray that you are blessed beyond measure by the word of God. We pray that you are blessed beyond measure. Amen. God bless you on tonight, people of God. We just thank God for our headship on tonight. Amen. Jesus, each and every one of them. Amen. Thanking God for the late apostle, Dr. S.C. James, and for, amen, Dr. Samuel Huggins James, and our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. Thanking the Lord for my pastor, Apostle D.G. Taylor. Amen. And we just thank God. We thank God for our leaders. Thank God for your leaders, people of God. Amen. This Prayer News Network, amen, made up of, amen, a body of believers. Amen. We believe God. Amen. We believe the Bible, amen, from Genesis to Revelation. We thank God for, amen, our advisory board. Glory be to God, men and women of God from several different ministries, but have come together for the whole, amen, that the will of the Lord might be done, amen. They've extended their hands to this work, and we bless the Lord for it. We bless the Lord for them, amen, each and every one in every way. We bless the Lord. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. Started out being 21 days. Amen. And we were thinking that it would just be 21 days. Amen. But the Lord had otherwise. Amen. He had other plans for this Prayer News Network. And we just thank God on tonight, amen, that the Lord had other plans and that we were included in those plans, amen. We thank God, amen, never knew, amen, right at 600 days, close to 600 days, 589, I think it is, glory be to God, that we never knew that we were going to be here this long. We never knew, amen, but it was in the mind of God, amen. Glory to God, it was in the mind of God, 590, glory be to God, almost 600 days, my God, almost 600 days, people of God, and we just thank God, amen, we thank God that we were in his plan, amen, it was in the mind of God, and all that is taking place upon the line, we thank God, amen, the Lord is the orchestrator, amen, he is the author and the finisher of it, amen, of our faith, of this work, amen, it is committed unto him, that he would do as he will, amen. And I'm telling you, people of God, he is taking this work. He's taking this line, amen, across the globe, amen, across the globe. And it's just blowing our minds, amen, because truly it's the Lord's doing. It is his doing, amen. Jesus now reaching 14 million people. My Lord, can someone say, to God be the glory, amen, to God be the glory. We never knew, amen, but it was certainly, as we said, in the mind of God, amen, all the time. So we say unto him, Lord, thy will be done. Thy will be done. Glory be to God. Thy kingdom come, amen. Glory to God. Reach, amen, as far as he would so desire, amen. Glory to God. And what we do, amen, we yield. We yield unto him. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Again, we thank him. We thank him. We thank him, people of God. We thank you again for coming out to be a part of the Prayer News Network Global. We thank God for you. Amen, Jesus, whether you're listening on Facebook, again, or whether you're listening by radio or podcast, glory be to God, or whether you're dialing in, we just thank the Lord for you. We thank the Lord for you, for you, for you, for you. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, amen, Jesus, glory to God. We thank God for all of our listeners, all of our listeners, amen, all of our speakers that the Lord has sent this way, amen, in the midst of this process. We thank the Lord, amen, Jesus, some awesome, awesome people of God, amen. We bless God. Awesome, awesome people, awesome all speakers, amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, don't forget now, don't forget tomorrow night. Don't forget tomorrow night, amen, is our praise and worship night, amen. We're doing something different, amen. So we're calling all soloists, amen, calling our groups, amen. If you know soloists, call them, let them know, amen, Jesus. Tell them to lean this way, amen, Jesus, from 9 o'clock, amen, to 10:30, 11. Glory to God, we're going to have, glory to God, our praise and worship night, a night of praise and worship. Amen. And I'm excited about that. Amen. Glory to God. So if you have anybody, amen, that you know, glory to God, doesn't mind lifting their voices unto the Lord, amen, Jesus, listen, let us know. Amen. Have them to give us a call. Amen. Make contact with them. Let them know. Amen. We would love to have them to be a part of the praise-a-thon. Amen. The praise and worship hour. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise. Amen. And we're not going to hold you long, people of God. We thank God for you. We pray, amen, that you've had a blessed week in the Lord. Amen. We certainly have. Glory to God. The Lord has truly done us well. The Lord has done us well, amen, in this week. Glory to God. Doesn't come without challenges, but people of God, we have the victory. Hallelujah. We have the victory. Glory to God. We stand in victory. We're victorious through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So tonight, people of God, we thank God for you again. We are ready. Amen. Let us prepare to sanctify the line. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You've made it here. Amen. Take your Take a deep breath. Amen. You made it. You made it. Glory to God. Some of us through hard trials. Amen, Jesus. Some of us, glory to God. Amen. Going low, ducking low. Amen, Jesus. The trials and challenges, amen, may have been very, very low and nigh unto us, but we made it. We made it our, amen, and we can say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We can say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's the time of refreshing, and we give God thanks, and we give God praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. So if you would, people of God, bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Just bring them in on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. We're not going to hold you long. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. But we thank God on tonight. Amen. As we, amen, begin, amen, to magnify the Lord. Amen. As we begin to glorify the Lord. Amen. Just think on the goodness of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
The recording has started.
Hallelujah. Just begin to think on the goodness of the Lord. Begin to think on, hallelujah, how he brought you through this week. Glory to God. How he's brought you through this day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's kept us from dangers, seen and unseen. Glory be to God. He's kept us, people of God. He's kept our minds. Glory be to God. And for this, we give him thanks. We give him praise. Hallelujah. So even in this hour, glory to God, just begin to thank him. Hallelujah. Just begin to thank on him tonight. Glory to God. Just begin to thank him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's done some awesome things in this week. Amen. Glory to God. Some things we know. Glory to God, some things are yet to be manifested. Glory to God, but in our spirit, hallelujah, in our spirit we do know. Glory to God, and for this we thank him. Glory be to God. Just begin to whisper unto him, hallelujah, Father, I thank you. Hallelujah, I thank you, Lord. I thank you. Glory be to God. I thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Come on, people of God. Hey, glory to God. Come on and lift them up on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and lift them up on tonight wherever you are. Glory to God. Come on and glorify him wherever you are. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and thank him for what he's done. Hallelujah. Come on and bless him on tonight. Glory to God, because he's worthy. He's worthy of the glory. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the praises. Glory to God. And we bless his name on tonight. We bless his name on tonight. We bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on and let's worship him, people of God. Let's worship him. Let's adore him on tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. For he alone is worthy, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, worthy of the praise. Glory to God. Father, we thank you tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you for another day. Another day that you kept us, oh God. We thank you. Glory to God that you kept us. Glory to God that you kept our minds and you kept our hearts. Glory to God, stayed on you. And we're thanking you on tonight. And tonight, glory to God, here we are, glory to God, coming, glory to God, with uplifted hands and with uplifted hearts unto thee. Glory to God, to tell you thank you one more time, to tell you thank you one more time. Hallelujah. Glory to God, to tell you thank you one more time. Glory to God, we thank you tonight. Thank you, thank you. Glory to God, we thank you. We appreciate you on tonight. Father, we appreciate you, glory to God, for keeping us. We're thanking you, Father, for keeping us, glory to God, from the hand and the plan of the enemy. We thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank you on tonight, Father, for how you kept us strengthened and how you kept us moving, how you, glory to God, life, oh God, in our beings. And we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you tonight, glory to God, for how you kept us healed. Glory to God. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God that life is working in our bodies. And for this, we give you thanks, and for this we give you praise. Father, we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for keeping our minds, for keeping our hearts, oh God, stayed on you. We thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for the enemy desire to have our minds. But we're thanking you on tonight for your keeping power. We're thanking you on tonight for your strong arm, oh God, to keep us safe. Glory to God. And for this, we thank you on tonight. Father, we thank you. We bless you on tonight. We're coming on tonight, oh God. We're coming, oh God, with the praise on our lips. We're coming with the praise in our heart on tonight. We're coming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. Father, we're grateful unto you, and we bless your name on tonight. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name on tonight. We bless your name in the earth. Glory to God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name. We bless your name on tonight, oh God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We bless your name. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God, your precious name. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, your name, your name. Your name alone, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name. Oh, glory be to God. We bless you. We bless you. We bless your name on tonight. And Father, we're asking that you will look upon us on this night. We're asking that you will look upon us this night, oh God. Each and every one, we're asking, we're asking you to look upon us tonight. Look upon us, oh God, favorably in the precious name, Jesus. In the precious name, oh God, look upon us on the night. Cleanse us and purify us, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we lift our hands unto you. Oh God, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Renew a righteous spirit within us, oh God, in the precious name, almost, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're coming unto you. We're coming unto you on tonight. We're coming upon this line on tonight. Father, let us not leave, oh, glory to God, the way that we came. But Father, we're asking on tonight. We're asking that you would touch us, oh God. Touch us, oh God, touch us tonight. Oh, glory to God, touch us on tonight. Touch and restore, touch and refresh on tonight. Cause a refreshing up to come in the precious name, Jesus. Father, for you know what we need. You know what we have need of before we even ask. You know, oh, glory to God, each and every one. Father, you know what we have need of on tonight. Father, we're asking that you'll move, glory to God. Move by your spirit. Move by your anointing. Move higher, in the higher, oh, Father, move on tonight. Move in the wind on tonight. Cause your desire to be our desire. In thy precious name, oh God, we're coming unto thee yielding. Glory to God, saying, thy will be done, and thy kingdom come on tonight. Thy will be done, and thy kingdom come. Yeah, God, higher. Glory, Moshe, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Oh, Father, move tonight. Move by your spirit. Move, Holy Ghost, for this. We give you praise. For this, we give you honor. For this, we give you glory. Thank you. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for doing it, oh God. In thy precious name, Jesus. Father, save tonight. Save to the utmost. Save your people. Glory to God from their sins. Save your people, oh God, from themselves. Father, let us not self-destruct. Father, but cause us to walk in the way. Cause us to walk in the old path. Cause us to walk, oh God, in the way of holiness. Oh, glory to God in our precious name, Jesus. Father, save, save, save. Save, save, save. Save and deliver. Save and fill. Oh, glory to God with your precious Holy Ghost. Father, do it on tonight. Do it on tonight. Father, booba baba. Yeah, yeah, God, in the name of Jesus. Father, do it on tonight. Father, meet every need on tonight. Look upon this line. Look upon these airways. Father, for you see, oh, glory to God. Oh, God, and you're able to meet every need, every desire on tonight. Father, move in situations, circumstances. Move in marriages. Move in relationships on tonight. Father, move as only you can. Move in the body of Christ. We're asking that you are strengthened now. Oh, Master, strengthen now your people. Strengthen now your people. Glory to Kusha. Move on my higher, higher. Oh, God, move on the minds of your people. Move on the minds of your people. Father, breathe afresh. Glory to God upon the spirit of your people. Cause a revival. Cause revival to break out. Revival to break out all over the land. Revival to break out in the heart and the spirit of your people. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you honor. For this we give you glory. We're thanking you on tonight. Oh, glory to God. Thank you for making every crooked place straight. Oh, God, every straight. Hey, glory to God. Every way that the enemy was set before us. Oh, God, to cause us to be entrapped. But we thank you tonight. Thank you for making the crooked places straight. Thank you for being the light, glory to God, the light that shines in darkness, the light that shines in our heart, the light that shines in our minds. Father, we thank you. We thank you tonight. Thank you. Glory to God, we do tonight. Father, we thank you. Thank you tonight, oh God. Thank you for moving and healing, Jehovah. Jehovah Rapha, we thank you tonight. Thank you for moving and healing on tonight. Thank you, glory to God, healing. Healing of the body, healing of the mind, healing of the soul, the spirit on tonight. We thank you for moving. Thank you for moving, oh God, as only you can. We thank you tonight. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Father, we're asking that you move for our leaders. Move for your leaders on tonight. Move for your leaders. Move for your leaders, oh God. Move for your leaders. Hey, God, move, Father, as only you can. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. For this, we give you glory. Thank you for strengthening them. Thank you for strengthening. Oh, glory to God. Strength on the inward part. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Oh, God, your matchless name, we do pray. Oh, glory to God. Now, Father, we're asking that you would have your way. Oh, God, speak by your word. Your word declared. Father, move again, oh, God. Move upon your word. Father, for your word spoken shall not return unto you void. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. For this we give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you honor. Glory to God. Your matchless name, we do pray. Your matchless name. Oh, God, we thank you. Thank you for giving us the victory. Thank you for giving us the victory in every situation, every circumstance. We thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Thank you for binding the hand of the enemy. Glory to God. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for binding the hand of the enemy. Glory to God and bringing his every work to naught. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. Thank you. Glory be to God. We thank you. This night, we praise you, we honor, we glorify you for these things. For thou art God Almighty, creator of the universe. Glory to God. Oh, true and the living God, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. Father, we say, be glorified. be glorified tonight. Be glorified. Be glorified tonight. Be glorified tonight. We thank you. We bless you. Father, open our eyes that we might see. Open our hearts that we might understand. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we do give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory for all these things, Father. We do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. We ask that you hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. Cover us, we shall be covered. Hide us, and we shall be hid. For this, Master, we praise you. We thank you. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray in every heart on tonight. Say amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, amen, amen on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We bless the Lord again. People of God, we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Glory to God. We glorify, we magnify him on tonight. Amen. Jesus, we magnify him. Glory be to God on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And tonight, people of God, amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Listen, don't forget. Amen. We just want to remind you, amen, that on tomorrow night, amen, glory to God, we will have our praise and worship night. Amen. Jesus, we want you to invite, amen, to the line. Amen, Jesus, those, amen, men and women of God and children, amen, Jesus, that don't mind lifting their voices unto the Lord. Glory be to God. We will be singing praises unto him. Amen. Glory be to God. Our praise and worship night. Amen. Glory be to God. We just believe God by faith. Amen, Jesus, that the Lord is going to do great things. Amen. Glory to God. So we just want to remind you. We want to remind you. Amen, Jesus. Don't forget. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We are again. Amen, Jesus. We are again. Amen. Rebroadcasting on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And tonight, amen, glory to God, we are going back, amen, Jesus, to Montgomery, Alabama. Amen. We're going back to Montgomery, Alabama. Amen, Jesus. There's a young man of God there, amen, that has come to the line. He's previously come to the line, amen, declared the word of the Lord unto us. Amen, Jesus. And people of God, glory to God, I'm telling you the way, amen, the Lord is expanding us. Glory to God. He's enabling us, glory to God, to get this word out, amen, to the people. Amen. Glory to God. Now, glory to God, reaching 14 million people. Amen. I'm telling you, it's truly the Lord's doing. But we're so grateful, amen, to be able to get this word out. This word that has been declared unto us is being declared unto us. Amen. By his anointed, chosen, appointed vessels. Amen. Glory to God. So we're grateful tonight. Amen. Glory be to God to be, amen, broadcasting, amen, the man of God, amen, that previously came to be with us, amen, Jesus, out of Montgomery, Alabama, amen, Jesus, by way of Prophet Brian the Messenger Willis, amen, Jesus, we want you people of God to receive on tonight, amen, God's messenger, his message, glory to God, on tonight, people of God, if you have not already, amen, we want you to go ahead and send out a text message and invite a couple of people to come and be with us on tonight. Amen, Jesus, as we hear the man of God, amen, the word that has been and that word that will be declared on tonight. Amen. Come on, people of God, and let's receive the man of God. Amen. Prophet Brian Willis.
Glory be to God. Just press star 6. Glory to God, and come on over to the platform on today. Amen. Yeah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Amen.
Amen. Well, greetings from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
We are grateful for this opportunity to share with the PNN, excuse me, again tonight. We were blessed the last time that we were afforded the opportunity to do so. And if my memory serves me correctly, when we were on the line the last time, we were around day 16. And I believe at 91 weeks. So we are grateful for the work of the Lord continuing. I want to honor and thank God for my sister in the Lord, the Honorable Evangelist Annette Bradley, and for the great work that she is doing in the kingdom, one who I've always looked to and admired for the work that she has done in the realm of prayer as well as praise and worship, which are things that I love to do. I do not endeavor to be before you long. Let me also say it was so good tonight to hear the voice of Minister Ali tonight, amen, somebody who I have loved for many, many years around what we call Bamboo and Lawrence in Monrovia, Alabama, and we just love her, and it was just refreshing tonight to hear her on the line lifting the name of the Lord as only she can and praying for us tonight. Well, tonight I want to take a few minutes to talk to us tonight. It is not very often that I take the opportunity, once that I have delivered a particular word, to go back and delve into it for a second time. And tonight that is what I'm going to endeavor to do by the work of the Holy Ghost. So I ask that you would pray with me and for me as we endeavor to give you what the Lord would have to say to us. Tonight, if you will allow me, I want to talk from the subject necessary afflictions. Tonight, that's what we want to endeavor to do, is to talk from the subject of necessary afflictions. The Lord placed his word in my spirit on last Sunday. We had the opportunity to minister, and we did not get the opportunity to finish the message in its entirety, but with the help of the Lord, we're going to endeavor to minister it all tonight for the sake and for the edification of the body tonight. Necessary afflictions. If you would, go with me in your smartphones or in your device or in your paper Bible to a very familiar passage of scripture, and that will be Philippians, the third chapter. Philippians, the third chapter. I want to lift one verse from this particular passage of scripture. Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. The word of the Lord reads on this wise. It says, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. One last scripture that we'll read in your hearing, and then we'll go into what we'll talk about tonight. Psalms, 34th division of Psalms, verse 19. Psalms 34 and verse 19. The word of the Lord declares, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. For the sake of time, I want to pray simply, Lord, help me preach in Jesus' name. People of God, again tonight our topic will be necessary afflictions. In order to start our foundation tonight, I want to define those two words that we've heard before, but to give it definition and specificity so that we can have a greater understanding of what the Lord is trying to say to us. Necessary is defined as required to be done, achieved, or present, needed, essential. I'll repeat that again for those who are taking notes. Necessary is defined as required to be done, achieved or present, needed, essential. Affliction is defined as something that causes pain or suffering. Again, affliction is defined as something that causes pain or suffering. People of God, may I submit to you that there is a songwriter or a artist by the name of Fantasia Barrino, who we are most familiar with by her first name being Fantasia. And there's a song that she penned, and she said it like this: I am who I am today because God used my mistakes. He meant them for my good, as I knew that he would. I am who I am today because God used my mistakes. And she ends the song and says, it is necessary. For the sake of time, I just want to deal with that last part of that song that says, it is necessary. People of God, the word of the Lord declares unto us in the book of Proverbs that all of us who are born shall have a few days, and those few days are full of trouble. I know that many of us want to escape the necessities of life as it relates to going through or being tried or having tribulation, but the Bible lets us know in our key text tonight that many are the afflictions. Now, I know that that's not a part that we want to jump and shout over when we hear the word many, because that doesn't mean one or two. That does not mean several. That means many, which is multiple. Multiple are the afflictions of not the unsaved, not the ungodly, but many are the afflictions of the righteous. Now, many of the times when we understand proper English and proper grammar and proper punctuation, we must understand that any time that there's a complete sentence, there's punctuation at the end. In this particular passage of Scripture, the punctuation is a semicolon after the word righteous, which means it doesn't stop there. There is a continuance. Let me tell you something. Don't get stuck on what you're currently dealing with or the affliction or the trial or the battle that you may find yourself in, because that's not the place that you're going to be in anyway. Can I first submit unto you that the place that you're currently in is temporary? The Bible says, while we look not at the things which are seen, for the things that we can see are temporal, but the things that we cannot see are eternal. Most of all, when we go through, when we find ourselves in an affliction, when we find ourselves in a place that is not so favorable, we cannot become one with the present situation. Because if we become one with the present situation, then we will always be defeated, we will always be in despair, and we will always be despondent. But when we can look past the situation to realize that we are going through, it did not say that we were staying there. We are going through, which means that there is upward mobility. But the shouting part of this B clause of this text says, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Though the afflictions that you might be in are many, and some have the testimony, it seems like I can't never get ahead. I seem like I can never get it right. I can't seem to ever, once I put one step forward, I guess not two or three steps back. I want to encourage you tonight that though the afflictions may be many, the promise of God is that he will deliver you out of them all. The very fact of the matter that those of you who are listening on this line to me tonight are here, you are a testament and a testimony that God has delivered you out of the situation because you're still here. And even if he has not delivered you, you know him as being a sustainer, which means that even in the affliction, even in the trial, even in the test, he has sustained you and kept you up until this present time. There are many that did not make it to the same situation or even less than what you have went through. They've committed suicide. They've gotten out of here. They are messed up in their mind. They're not able to be, have their full faculties. But the very fact of the matter that you're listening to me on this line tonight is a testament and a testimony that God has delivered, and he has delivered you up until this present time. I'm trying to remain calm tonight. Y'all pray for me. However, what is the reason why are we going through afflictions? Why are they necessary? As I prepare that we have read and highlight something else and then I'll be finished. Number one, we must understand the purpose. That is where we derive the necessity of why we go through afflictions. The purpose is defined as the reason for which something is done. The reason, the purpose why these afflictions that you are going through and the ones that you will face, because I would sell you short if I didn't tell you that after tonight when I get through talking to you that an affliction isn't going to come or there won't be another one after you're delivered out of the one that you're in. I would sell you short to tell you that. But what I want to let you know that there is purpose in your affliction. Well, you say, I don't know what you're talking about. I can't possibly see that there is any reason beyond for a purpose that I'm going through. The purpose of it is, as we outline in our other key text, is Philippians chapter 3 says that I may know him. Now, let me tell you something. There's a lot of people who say they know God, but they don't truly know him. They know of him. They never, ever establish a relationship with him. They are only going based on the experiences that they have heard or seen others go through. But Paul began to say in Philippians chapter 3, and if we go back to above this particular this verse that we highlighted tonight, it begins to let us know that he had lost and suffered loss of many things on his journey to follow Christ and to do the will of God. Let me tell you something. Even though you might have suffered the loss of many things, and that might be your affliction, the promise of God is that he will never, ever allow you to lose something that he's not able to restore. Joel chapter 2 says, and I will restore. Not only will I restore, I will restore the year. Some of us feel like we've lost time or we're behind schedule or we are so far behind that we'll never catch up, that we'll never, ever accomplish or set out to do what we plan to do. He says, I will restore the years that the canker worm, the palm worm, and the caterpillar have eaten. He says, all I need you to do is in the midst of the affliction is to praise me. He says, be glad and rejoice, O Zion, because what I'm getting ready to do for you, even though you might be in affliction, which may be likened unto a desert or a dry place, he says, I'm getting ready to send the rain. Can I prophesy to a couple of people on this line tonight that even though you might be in a place to where it seems like everything is withering up, everything is drying up, every source, every resource, everybody you thought you could call to get a favor, everybody that you thought was around you to get help, everybody who you thought was around you to encourage you, you got to be like David. When I didn't have nobody else to encourage me, I encouraged myself. But let me tell you, he says, I will restore. So don't cry over what happened in the last season or the last moment of your life. Don't allow what was meant to be a movement to be a monument, saying that he never meant for you to stop. He meant for you only to mark that place and say, this is a marker. And when you ride down the highway, there's a mile marker. It lets you know that you have successfully come up or passed this many miles until you get to your destination. I'm moving. Paul says that I may know him. First of all, the purpose of the necessity of the affliction is to establish relationship. The Bible says that the hour is now and now is, that the true worshipers. Now, see, there's a whole lot of people, you know, who can praise God. Anybody can praise God. He says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. He says that the instruments can give him praise. Everything can give him praise. But the true worshipers are the ones who have relationship with him and that have his spirit. Because the Bible says, if you have not my spirit, you are none of mine. So he says, let the true worshipers worship him in spirit and in truth. The only way that you can do that is because you have to have a relationship. You have to spend time. You have to not, it's not in the quantity, but it's in the quality. But when you get quality, it will breed quantity. The purpose of affliction is that you may establish relationship. The second purpose of the necessity of the affliction is so that you may gain knowledge. Isaiah 48 and 10 says, behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Now, if you sit down, if I wasn't sitting here looking at my iPad, I would almost turn my chair over. You say, why would I do that? First of all, when we understand the purpose of refining, that means that it is that you are placed in a hot situation. Some of us tonight are in some hot situations. Malachi chapter 3 says, behold, I will send my messenger whom ye seek, suddenly to his temple. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians that our bodies take it up with the Lord. You know, there's a lot of us who are familiar with Dotty Peoples and the song that she says that he's an on-time God. Yes, he is. And then she goes on to say, he may not come when you want to. My question is, where I challenge that song is that he might not come when you want him. If I have the Holy Ghost, if I'm spirit-filled, and he says I am his habitation, my question to you is, where does he have to come from? He's Jehovah Shammah. He's the God that is present. But what he's saying is, if he promised in his word that if you will go into the uttermost part of the earth, he'll be there. If you make your bed in hell, he will be there. If he promised that, lo, I'll be with you always, even unto the end of the world, where does he have to come from? He's already in you. He's saying that I'm in the situation with you. I'm just waiting on you to allow me to be glorified in the situation. That's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting on you to allow me to be glorified in the situation. The scripture says that he will refine us as gold, which means that he puts us in a hot situation. He puts us in a fiery situation. The Bible says, think it strange of the fiery trials that will try you. I know that people have told you that once you come over on the Lord's side and once you get saved and once you accept the Lord as your personal Savior and once you get Holy Ghost filled and fire baptized that everything was going to be all right. Yes, it's going to be all right. But in the meantime, it might not be all right now. But the promise is it will be all right because all things, whether they're good, they're bad, they're whether they make you happy or sad, they're working together for your good and for his glory. Paul picks it up in Romans chapter 8, verse 18. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. God is going to take care of the situation, and you're going to give him the glory, and he's going to give you the victory. Behold, Isaiah 48 and 10 again says, behold, I have refined thee, but not as silver. If you want to know whether or not you are chosen of God, the key ingredient and the key factor is in the B clause of verse 10 of Isaiah 48. He says, the way that you know I have chosen you is by being in the furnace of affliction. God gives his hardest battles to his best soldiers. That's why we're exhorted in Timothy. He says that we are to endure hardness as a good soldier. How you go through is, number one, going to determine how long you stay in the situation. Children of Israel is a prime example. When you mumble, you mumble and complain, you will be right at the verge of your promised land, but God will allow you to be in that cycle until he breaks what your attitude looks like. There's also a lesson to be learned. What is the purpose? There's a lesson to be learned. So it's first to establish relationship. Second is to bring about knowledge. Thirdly, there's a lesson to be learned in it. 119:71, the scripture declares, it is good for me that I have been afflicted. Mm-hmm. Now, some people would say that statement is oxymoronic because you're going to tell me that I'm going to testify, I'm going to have the profession that it was good that I was afflicted. What does the rest of the verse say? Again, we find this punctuation again. It's a semicolon. The reason why is that I might learn thy statutes. I have established relationship. I have the knowledge to know that he has chosen me when he's put me in the furnace of affliction, because he's already provided the way of escape. I just got to walk the situation out when I walk circumspectly, redeeming the time, knowing what the will of the Lord is for my life. All those that live godly will suffer persecution. That is Bible. I didn't write it. I'm reading it. But, again, the clause of verse 19 of Psalm 34 says, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. We know that we're chosen because we've been placed in the furnace of affliction. The reason why we're going through is that we may know him and the power of his resurrection. After Jesus suffered at the hands of those who he really could have called legions of angels down or just spoke a spoken word and annihilated and obliterated them at point, he says that even though they thought they had took his life, he said, you can't take my life because you didn't give me life. So that's what you have to let the enemy know, that even though I'm going through this situation, David says in the top of Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Sometimes my hands get tired. That's okay. Sometimes my feet get tired. That's okay. But what I cannot allow to get tired is my mouth, because I got to continually bless God in my situation. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is, if you want to know what the will of God is in the hottest part of the situation, give him thanks. And that's all what Minister Ali was trying to get us to do, was to thank God. Thank him for everything, because the more that you thank him, the more that he makes room for more. When God knows that you appreciate him, even in the midst of what you have, you might not have everything that you want to have. Everything might not be the way that you want it to be. Every T might not be crossed. Every I might not be dotted. But if you can praise God in the meantime and the midst of it, if you can just work the middle part, the promise of God, hallelujah, tonight, is that he is going to bring swift deliverance. The last portion of the purpose that you're going through is that you may have a testimony. The Bible says that we are those who overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. People of God, whatever you do, don't allow the enemy of your life, as the Bible says, he's coming as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. But the Bible says in Malachi chapter 3 that he's already rebuked the devourer for our sake. He's coming to devour us, but the Bible also lets us know that he's not giving us prey over to the teeth of the enemy. The enemy might think that he's fixing to gobble you up. He might eat you for lunch, breakfast, and dinner. But I want to encourage you that he will not have the ability, because God is not giving us over as prey to the enemy. The Bible says that the snare has been broken and the fowler has been loosed. Secondly, I want to deal with the benefit of afflictions. What is a benefit? A benefit is something that produces good or helpful results or effects. Psalm 66, verse 11 and 12 says it like this. Thou broughtest us into the net. You brought me into a place I'm in. Can I encourage someone on this line tonight that the situation, God, I bless you tonight, the affliction that you're currently going through is a controlled situation. It is controlled by God. He says, the scripture declares, thou broughtest us into a net. So the situation that you're in is a control, it's fixed, it's already set up. I want to just encourage somebody tonight that you're being set up. The situation has already been prepared. He's already provided a way of escape. He just needs you to go through it. Isaiah says, when I pass through the waters, he promised he'll be with me. When I go through the rivers, they shall not overflow me. When I pass through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Thou brought us into the net. After you brought me into this enclosed, controlled situation, then you laid affliction upon our loins. When we remember loins vividly in the scripture, it says, gird your loins with truth. However, this particular passage of scripture says that thou lays affliction on our loins. That means the affliction is not meant to kill you. I know it may seem like it, but if you have your armor on, if your loins have already been girded about with the truth, what is the truth? The word of the Lord. Even though affliction may come, it cannot take you out because God is in control. He has not lost control. I don't care how chaotic it gets. I don't care how out of hand it seems to get. What God is really saying, I want it to come out of your hands, or with, I want it to come out of your grasp or reach, because God, man's extremities are God's opportunities to work a miracle in your life. There are people that are looking upon your life, and they're seeing what you're saying, that you're saved and you're sanctified and you have the Holy Ghost and you love the Lord, and you love the Lord and you're not going to take it back. But they want to, they're sitting there watching you and trying to figure out, how are you going to go through? Now, the interesting part about it is that the Lord didn't allow most of us, and don't allow most of us, to go through privately. When we go through, it's a public thing. Because it's somebody's hope. The Bible says Christ in you, that's our hope. That's the hope of glory. Mm-hmm. So you brought us into a controlled place. You brought us into the net. You laid affliction upon our loins. And then after that, the Bible says, we're still in Psalm 66, verse 11, thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. So you're telling me that you brought me into a controlled atmosphere, then you allowed affliction to be laid upon my loins. Then you're telling me at a place, a debilitating place of being afflicted, you're going to cause men to ride over my head? Now, this seems like it's too much, and that's what some of us are saying. I hope you're grasping this tonight. That's what some of us are saying, like, Lord, the last thing I went through, okay, it was tough, but, you know, I figured it out. I made it. I got through it. The situation before that, or after that, okay, now, but you're telling me, now, God, some of us are at the point that, God, this is right here. This what's going on right now. It's hitting real different, and this is really too much. But God is saying, I really want to get it out of your hands, and I want you to put it in my hands. This is the point of where you're going to trust me. Then it goes on to say, we went through the fire and through water. So you're telling me, after all of this I'm going through, I'm still going through? But then this is where we come to this punctuation again. In every scripture, here's this punctuation. We find the colon, which means the rest of that is complete by itself without the rest of this particular portion of this text. However, but is a conjunction, which means that it could have been complete beforehand. But God said, I'm just not going to allow you to go through and then not reward you for going through. The Bible says, behold, I come quickly. I'm not talking about death. I'm not talking about second coming. I'm talking about in your situation. God is saying to us tonight, behold, I'm coming quickly. Mm-hmm. And my reward is with me to pay every man according to his work. Let's see what the rest of the scripture says. Verse 12, Psalm 66. I promise you I'm finished. But thou broughtest us out. Now, that's enough to shout about right there. But that's not where it is. Only bring us out, but he brought us into a wealthy place.
Mm-hmm.
Can I tell you that anybody that has insurance, anybody, whether it's health, auto, whatever it looks like, you have a benefit plan. And the Bible says that he loads us up daily with benefits. The benefit in going through is that people watched you. They watched it being toppled on you and stacked on you every which way that it possibly could be, and they just thought that you was going to give out. But God said, when I bring you out, I'm not only going to bring you out, but I'm going to bring you out, and I'm going to put you in a wealthy place.
Mm-hmm.
The scripture declares in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, that eyes have not seen. That's why you can't look at what you see at your present situation. Neither have ears heard. I come to tell you that the good news is the bad news was wrong. neither has it entered into the hearts of man. Mighty God, I love you. The things that God has prepared for him that love him. But if anybody's ever been to the movies, before the main attraction, there's a thing that's called a preview. And it's saying, come into a theater near you. I want to prophesy to you that the remainder of that clause of that scripture says, but the Spirit reveals those things, that God is saying that in your going through, if you will just stick with me, don't veer to the left, don't veer to the right, if you just stick with me, I'm going to give you a preview and show you that I'm about to bring you into your wealthy place.
Okay.
Can I prophesy tonight to just a few folks on this screen, on this line tonight, to let you know, I want you to receive this in your spirit, and I promise you, this is almost it, that God told me to tell somebody tonight that your nightmare is about to turn into your wildest dream. God, I love you tonight. God said that he's getting ready to turn your captivity, and what seemed like it was going to be the worst time, the worst season, the worst days, the worst months, the worst weeks, the worst years of your life, God is saying that I'm getting ready to turn your captivity, and I'm about to give you a preview about where I'm about to bring you out of, but I'm going to not only bring you out, I'm going to bring you into the benefit. Lastly, I want to deal with deliverance. Deliverance is the action of being rescued or set free. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. We have delivered from the hand of the enemy. I want to let you know tonight that the promise of God is the promise that he will deliver us out of them all, every affliction. The promise of God is that after you go through going to the net, affliction has been laid upon your loins, after he's caused men to ride over your head, after you went through the water and the fire, you're being brought out into a wealthy place. The way that you know that you've been chosen is because he's placed you into the furnace of affliction. You'll have the testimony that it was good that I was afflicted. The reason why is because I learned the Lord's statutes. You'll learn that the purpose and the reason of why you're going through is that you may know him. And not only that you may know him, but you'll know him in the power of his resurrection.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says in John chapter 11, roughly around verse 25, he said that I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Christ is the example that I've already died before, and death could not hold my body down. The affliction that I went through, being beat on, being scoffed on, the carrying of cross, going from judgment to judgment, all of that other kind of stuff, was not able to hold my body down. Even the piercing in the side, the crown of thorns, all of that wasn't being able to hold me down because the resurrected power of the Holy Ghost dwells on the inside of us. The deliverance part of it is 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. It says, but the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, After that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Stand the benefit, but we can give God praise in the deliverance. And that's why the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, of whom he has delivered from the hand of the enemy. When God has done what he has intended to be done in your life, he's saying, this is what I'm going to do. There's some people on this line that your testimony is, the only reason I'm here is because of the grace of God. The fact of the matter that I'm still here is a testament to say that it's by the glory of God that I give it to him. I can't say anything else. I can't take credit for this. I can only say to God be the glory for the things that he has done. Have I suffered? God knows I have suffered. But after I have suffered a while, because one thing about it is, for those who are parents, you cannot stand to see your child in anguish and agony for too long before you have to intervene. And that's what God is saying. God is saying that even though you're going through it, I'm having to sit and watch you do it. I'm not going to sit and watch you go through it long before I intervene, because I love you, because I am Abba. I'm your Father. After you have suffered a while, his promise is that he will make you perfect, perfect everything that concerns you. He'll establish you. The Lord said he will establish your going. He's going to strengthen you because you've been waiting in the process. God says, but in this, you didn't think that you were strong, but you thought another strengthened you just by going through and being afflicted.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, I'm going to settle you. The promise of God is his peace will he leave with you, not as the world giveth, shall I give unto thee. I want to encourage you tonight as I finish that the affliction is necessary. Don't buck, don't fight, don't despise the affliction. They are needful, and most of all, they are necessary. I want to pray. Let's pray tonight. I want you, before we pray, let's go back to that place of thanksgiving, because we can't enter into the presence of the Lord without giving him the proper thanks and the reverence that's due to his name. Before we petition, we have to thank him. So wherever you are, settle yourself and posture yourself in a place of thankfulness. Because, again, once you thank him, he makes room for more. Father, we bless you. Father, we magnify you. God, we extol you. We magnify you. We give you praise. From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, your name alone is worthy to be praised. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God, and we give you praise and we give you glory. Because beside you, there is no other. Before you, there is no other. And after you, there is no other. You are exalted. You are the Prince of Peace. You are the mighty God. You are the everlasting Father, and we give you praise. We magnify you for your sovereignty. We thank you for your grace. We thank you. For your mercy, we thank you, kind Father, for bringing us and settling us unto this prison. Father, we thank you for bringing us together. We thank you that you've garrisoned our hearts by the Holy Spirit of promise. God, we thank you that you have sealed us unto the day of redemption. Father, we thank you for the redemptive work of Christ. God, we thank you for water baptism in the name of the Lord. We thank you for the forgiveness of sins. We thank you for the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We thank you for the way of holiness, God, and for holy living. God, we honor you and we bless your name. For your word declares that men are to always pray and to never faint. So, Father, we ask that you would give us the spirit of endurance, God, so that we may endure. For the race is not given to the swift, neither the battle to the strong, but God is only unto them that are able to endure to the end. Same shall be saved. Save us, God, from the uttermost to the in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, save us, mind, body, soul, and spirit. God, we need you. We beseech your presence. We come before you, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you would forgive us of every sin, the sin of omission, God, the sin of commission, God, that you will blot out every iniquity and transgression now, and that you'll bring us into right standings with you. Father, we beseech your presence, and I pray that the glory of the Lord fill every home, God, by the way of this cellular communication now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you would touch, you will heal, and you will deliver. You will set free as only as you can. God, we understand and know that you're omnipresent. You're omnipotent, God. You're all-powerful. You're everywhere at all times, knowing all things. And God, you know the needs of the people better than we know ourselves. God, we thank you even. God, we before we go any further, we thank you for this network. God, we ask that you would continue to bless it and prosper it, God, that you will carry it in the winds, God, that it might be known to other people, God, that we know not of, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray that you would bless the visionary and the advisory board. Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, for every participant, Father, I decree and declare that a faithful reward, a prophet's reward, be their portion now, in the name of the Lord Jesus, God, but not only allowing it to go 21 days, but God, they have superseded that by leaps and bounds, and I pray that it will continue, God, and that you will keep your hand upon it. I pray now for Evangelist Bradley and every endeavor that she has, God, that you will continue to prosper it and bless it as only you can. Father, we bless you and we give you praise to every participant on this line. Holy Ghost, thou art welcome. Have your way. Touch, heal, and deliver and set free. as only as you can. We invoke your presence. We invoke your anointing now that destroys yoke in the name of the Lord Jesus. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Cause your anointing to permeate. Stir up the anointing, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Stir up the fervor, God, the zeal, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, God. Your word declares that if your people, God, not the world, God, but if your people which are called by your name will humble themselves, God, we dethrone pride now in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, if we will humble ourselves and pray, God, we rebuke the spirit of procrastination and laziness and lackadaisy in the name of the Lord Jesus. I pray, God, that there will be a great awakening now in the name of the Lord Jesus, that you would set a fire up under your people, God, that they will run and be busier than they have been in times past, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, I pray, God, that we will seek you like never before, for your word declares that you will be found of us if we will seek you with all of our heart, God. We ask and pray as David that you would create in us a clean heart and that you would renew a right spirit within us. And God, we pray that whatever you do, don't turn us over, God, to reprobation, God. Don't turn us over to the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, or the lust of the flesh, God. But God, that you would keep us in your care, that you would secure us unto that day in the name of Jesus. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us. And whatever you do, don't take your Holy Spirit. Don't take your Holy Ghost away from you. We need it, God, to survive. We need it in those last and evil days. God, we are exhorted, as according to Acts chapter 2, that we are to save ourselves from this untoward generation. In the name of the Lord Jesus, keep us from the evil one and the evil day. In the name of the Lord Jesus, God, oh, God, we bless your name, God. We pray now, God, that you will do as only you can, that you will uncover, that you will unfold every wicked work, every work of iniquity now, and we bring it to naught in the name of the Lord Jesus. God, we understand and know that the enemy is coming to wear out the patience of the saints. But God, we pray now that we take on strength now. Oh, Zion, take on your strength. Oh, God, send help from the sanctuary. Send help, strength and help out of Zion in the name of the Lord Jesus. For some trust in chariots and some in horses. But we will remember the name of the Lord. For the name of the Lord is a strong power. And the righteous shall run into their fall and be saved. But in the time of trouble, you shall hide us in your pavilion. Hide us, God, from the radar of the enemy. That the enemy that seeks and desires our life will be able to have it now. In the name of Jesus, I fear of murder now. I bind the spirit of suicide now. I bind the spirit now, God. Oh, the spirit of Herod, God, that's been set out against God, that's an ancient spirit that's been set out against our children now. In the name of Jesus, I pray now, God, that you will cause them as Joshua, God. That everywhere that the sole of our feet shall tread, that you'll give us the land, and that you'll make our way prosperous, and we shall have good success. Bring the bottom rail to the top, and bring the top that shouldn't be in that position to the bottom now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we give you praise, for your word declares that when the righteous are in judgment or in leadership, the people rejoice. But when the wicked are in leadership, the people cry. Hear the cries of your people, oh God, and send help and rescue. Send mighty deliverance. Shoot your arrows of your deliverance. In the name of the Lord Jesus, God, we thank you and we praise you. We pray, God, that you will ignite a spirit of prayer and intercession, God, that you will launch us out into the deep, God. No more shallow waters. But launch us into the deep, God. We want to know you because we understand it, Noah, that you will keep us and you will commit those things that we have committed unto you unto that day. God, we thank you because we see the evil day approaching. But God, hide us tonight in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for we thank you that we're children of the day and we're not children of the night. We thank you that we have a more sure word of prophecy. But God, don't allow us to only know that we have a word of prophecy. But God calls us to take heed now in the name of Jesus. Strengthen every oracle of your word, every pastor, every evangelist. God, we rebuke the spirit of fatigue now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, God. Send fresh man of God. Minister, God, as you minister to your man servants of old, your women servants of old. Minister to the needs of the body. I bind this in now that has been loosed and set against the strength of God. It will not prevail. But when Zion travails, she brought forth. We thank you for sons and daughters. We thank you for our families, God, coming for salvation. Your word declares that in the last days you will pour out your spirit. Our sons and our daughters shall prophesy. We thank you now for the raising of prophetic voices now that will declare your word without fear or favor, that will cry loud and fear not. We thank you, God, that you're launching us, God, beyond the mountain of religion, that you're launching us, God, unto every sphere of influence now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that our witness will not be tainted. Our testimony will not be tainted. It will be purified and purged. Purge us with hyssop that we might be clean. God, we bless you. We magnify you. We extol you. We give you praise. We magnify you. We glorify you. You are God, and besides you, there is none other. God, stir the rush of prophecy that we might prophesy, God, not only in churches, not only to those who are saved, but to those that are in high places. For the heart of the king is in the hands of the Lord. Put us in the proper place, in the right places, at the right time. God calls us not only to just do church, not only to do what we consider to be ministry, but calls us to do kingdom work and kingdom exploit. For your word declares that there are unto those that know that God, they shall be mighty and they shall do great exploits. We magnify you. Let your angels of your presence. Cause the spirit of intercession to grip and arrest us now. In the name of Jesus, God, even when we don't know what to pray for in our own understanding, allow our spirit, God, to intercede, God, with groanings and moanings that cannot be uttered. Hear the prayers and the cries of your people and do, God. Regulate levels now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that's what I hear him saying now, that he's regulating levels now. I hear the Lord saying that he knows, that the enemy already knows that some of us are not going to go and we're not going to backslide and we're not going to fall into frivolous sins, but he wants to attack our bodies to try to impede our progress and to slow us down. But I pray now that the healing virtue of Raphael be dispatched now in the name of the Lord Jesus to regulate levels. I don't know who that's for, but I heard him say tonight that he's regulating levels tonight. It will not be an experiment. They will not be able to try to fluctuate the doses of your medicines and things of that nature. The Holy Ghost said that he's regulating levels now. I don't know who this is for, but the Holy Ghost told me to encourage you tonight to stay in the race. The Holy Ghost told me to tell you that you staying in the race is going to benefit you. It's going to work out because you're going to see before your eyes sleep in death. Holy Ghost told me to tell you that you're going to see the salvation of your loved ones. But you have to hold on to the Spirit of the living God. Yes, Lord. Wherever you are, just tell him yes. Yes, Lord. The affliction has been heavy and it's been hard, but God, we thank you for the necessity of it, God, and we embrace it, God. We embrace it tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus, God, we bless you and we give you praise. We magnify you and then we extol you. We thank you for all things in your name. And God, again, for those things that we know not to pray for as we ought. We thank you for the spirit of intercession now that will get the job done. These things we pray and we decree. We call them to be so. By the name of Jesus, we do pray and ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. On tonight. Glory to God. Amen. Holy Ghost. Glory to God. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. We bless God for the word. Amen. We thank you for the message. We thank the Lord for the messenger on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Necessary afflictions. Amen. Glory be to God. Necessary. Glory to God, because it's working for our good and for God's glory. Amen. God has a purpose and he has a plan. Amen. And everything that we do, everything that we go through, people of God, the Lord has a plan. Amen. Glory to God. And there's a promise. There's a promise. Amen. Because the Lord is doing a work in the midst of every situation. Amen. Glory to God. We may not be able to see it all, glory to God, right now. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God. We thank God. Amen. Glory be to God that the Lord, amen, holds the plan and the purpose for our lives. And we thank the Lord on tonight. Amen. So much has been said. We thank God. Amen, Jesus. Again, for the message, glory to God, because I tell you, people, God, sometimes when we're going through, amen, Jesus, it just doesn't feel good, amen. No. It just doesn't feel good, amen. But tonight, amen, the Lord lets us know that it's necessary, amen. The Lord is, amen, he's going to establish us, amen, even in the midst of. And all we got to do is yield. And give the Lord a yes. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless God on tonight. We thank God for the prayer on tonight. Amen. We pray, glory to God, even as the man of God began to declare and decree. Amen. On tonight, we pray that you receive that word. Receive it by faith. Glory to God. Receive the word by faith. Amen, full of God. And it shall produce for you. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. People of God, so much has been said, amen, Jesus, that you couldn't even write it all, amen. Glory to God. But we do encourage you. We encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Get a copy, amen. Get a copy. Once you get it, share it, amen, because everybody's going through. We all going through something, amen. To some level, to some degree, we're all going through something, amen. But we thank the Lord on tonight for this word of consolation on tonight. Glory to God. To let us know, people of God, we're not alone. We're not alone, amen. For the hope of glory abides on the inside, amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord again. Again, we encourage you to get a copy of the broadcast on tonight. People of God, you can certainly get a copy. It's absolutely free. Doesn't cost you anything. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight you can simply text 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. And for our international listeners, you may certainly request a copy as well. Amen. If you don't have the means by way of getting with us, you can reach out to us via WhatsApp. You can reach out to us via WhatsApp. Amen. Glory be to God. And that number you can text is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Reach out to us via WhatsApp. Amen. Glory to God. Again, we thank God for the word. We pray, people of God, that you have mixed this word or that you mixed this word, amen, with faith on tonight. Amen. Believe God. Amen. Let us believe God. Let us trust him all the way. Glory to God. His promises unto us, people of God, they are sure. Amen. They are sure. Amen. Yea and amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God on tonight again for this word. Amen. Listen, people of God, don't forget tomorrow night. Amen. Tomorrow night, glory to God, will be our night of praise, our night of praise unto the Lord, a night of praise and worship. If you know anybody, amen, Jesus, that can sing and that will don't mind coming to the line to bless on tomorrow night, you may certainly, amen, give them this number, glory to God, so that they can call us and let us know, amen, so that we can pull them right on in. And the number is 678-608-7234. Again, 678-608-7234. Amen. Do pull somebody. Do ask someone, amen, to come and be a part, to come and bless on tonight. Come and bless us on tomorrow night in song. Glory to God. I just believe, God, by faith, that it's going to be awesome. I just believe. I feel it in my spirit. Even as the Lord dropped it there on the other night, I feel it in my spirit that the Lord is going to do something awesome. Amen. Glory be to God. So do, amen, let someone know, glory to God, amen, they can come on in, amen, and be a part. Amen. Come on in and bless, amen, the Lord, amen, with us. Amen. Glory be to God. So we do, again, give God thanks. We do give God praise. Amen. We thank you for your attentiveness, people of God. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Glory to God. Don't forget to invite someone to the PNN. Of course, we're here every night at 9 o'clock. Glory to God. So don't forget to invite someone, amen, as you are, amen. But glory to God, let's keep inviting. People of God, listen, there's so much going on in the earth, glory to God, that people need a word from the Lord, amen. People need a word of hope, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God, a word of strength to carry them through, amen, all of this, amen. Glory to God, but we thank God for the word of promise. Amen. Hallelujah. And one thing we do know, that his word shall not and cannot fail. Amen. Glory to God. So we give God, again, we give God thanks. We give him praise. Amen. On tonight, glory to God. And people of God, listen. Amen. Jesus, we want you, amen, with uplifted hands on tonight. Glory be to God. Truly, the Lord has blessed us on tonight. Again, the word, the prayer on tonight. Amen. We pray that you were touching God even in the midst of on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Believe God. Look for a favorable outcome. Look for, amen, someone to be saved. Look for, glory be to God, there to be a mending and a change of heart and a turnaround. Glory to God. Look for it, people of God. Amen. So we do, again, bless the Lord on tonight. We thank him, amen, Jesus. And with uplifted hands and uplifted hearts on tonight, glory be to God. Father, we bless you. We thank you on tonight. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your messenger on tonight. We're asking, oh God, that you bless the man of God. Bless him. Bless his ministry, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking on tonight, oh God, that you would continue to have your way in his life. We're asking, Father, that you would bless his going out, bless his coming in. Father, we're asking, oh God, that you would, glory to God, meet his every heart's desire in thy precious name, Jesus. And we thank you tonight. We thank you for open doors. We're thanking you for open heaven. Glory be to God. We're thanking you on tonight. Glory to God for stirring up the gift that is within him. And we bless your name on tonight. We bless you, Father, for what you've done on this line tonight, for what you've done in the midst of this people. We give you thanks. We give you praise. Father, we bless you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God for open doors for your people. We bless you on tonight. We're blessing you for strength. Glory to God for the journey. We're thanking you on tonight for strength. Glory to God to come through every affliction. We thank you on tonight for giving us the strength, oh God, to come through, oh God, even adversity. We thank you on tonight. Thank you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God that you've already made a way of escape. And for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you for your great salvation on tonight. We bless your precious name. We bless you, glory to God, for touching the hearts of your people. We're blessing you, glory to God. Hallelujah. For blessing your people on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. We bless you on tonight, glory to God, for the work that you've begun, the work that you've begun in each and every one. We bless you on tonight. We glorify you. We magnify your name. We bless you, glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, hey God, if we had 10,000 tongues, it wouldn't be enough, God, to give you thanks and to give you praise, Father. But we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you for your angels that you've given charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. Father, we thank you on tonight. We're thanking you, glory to God, for courage on tonight, courage to go through. We're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, for wisdom and knowledge and understanding, glory to God, to go through. Hallelujah, and to come out victorious. We thank you on tonight, Gloria Messiah. Hallelujah, we thank you on tonight. Father, we bless you. Father, we thank you. We honor you. We glorify you, your precious name, Master. Glory to God. Now, Father, you promise your beloved sweet sleep. And we're thanking you on tonight, glory to God, that even as we leave this life, but not your presence, we're thanking you this night. We bless you this night. Glory to God for that you've commanded, glory to God, unto us your people, glory to God. We thank you on tonight for the manifestation. We're thanking you for power in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you for your precious anointing. We thank you for your precious Holy Ghost with you, glory to God. Lead, guiding, and directing us unto all truth. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. Father, bring us back now at the appointed time. Bring us back, glory to God, ready to give you praise, ready to give you honor, ready to give you glory for all of these things. Father, we do pray in thy precious name, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen, somebody. Amen, amen, amen. We bless the Lord on tonight. Amen. Again, amen. Don't forget to come back on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus. For our praise and worship hour. Amen. Our praise and worship hour. We do believe God. Amen, Jesus, that the Lord has something special in store for us. We believe that the Lord has something special in store for us. Amen. Come on back, amen, to see, amen, what the Lord would do, to hear what the Lord would say. Amen. As various artists go forth, amen, in the Holy Ghost, giving God thanks, giving God praise. Amen. God bless you, people of God. And this does conclude tonight's broadcast. Amen. We thank God for you again for taking the time to come and be with us. We thank you. We bless you. We thank you. God bless you. And we look to see you on tomorrow night. Amen. Ready to give God praise, to give God thanks, and to give him glory. Amen. God bless you, people of God. We see you again on tomorrow night in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.